Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void. So began our first reading in the darkness of the beginning of our service. Now I am told that the Hebrew words that we translate formless void connote not emptiness, but a roiling chaos. The waters over which the Spirit hovers are troubled. Christians affirm that God created the world out of nothing, but first thing after creating the cosmos out of nothing, God splats clay on the table. And he begins to form it. Light and darkness, water, earth, layer by layer, day by day, he draws up order and peace out of the chaos, culminating in a garden, a cultivated place amidst the wildness of the earth. In that place of peace, God gives the first people a command: fill the earth and subdue it. Expand the boundaries of my peace into all the world. Carry it with you. Be my stewards, my ambassadors. Work with me. Help me finish what I started. Out of all the creation, out of all the creatures, I choose you. And we all know how that went, right? The serpent tempts our first parents away from their vocation. They choose against God's purposes. In a Christian telling of the story, this marks the moment when humanity fell captive to its enemy. And in response, God forces Adam and Eve out of the garden, out of that cultivated place of peace. They could no longer be trusted with the tree of life. And outside the garden, in the wildness of the world, they meet the enemy's lieutenants, sin and death. Satan, sin, and death are humanity's ancient enemies, our ancient slavers, we their ancient slaves. Humanity in the biblical story then spreads, and after the flood and the Tower of Babel spreads even further. Our languages evolve and differentiate. Humanity itself becomes a roiling chaos. Like the roiling chaos of creation, God begins to form it. Out of all the families of the earth, he chooses one, Abraham's and Sarah's. Out of all the nations of the earth, he chooses one, Israel. As God pulled the dry land out of the waters in creation, so does God pull Israel out of the waters of the Red Sea. He plants them in their own garden, the promised land. He commissions them as his priestly people, his stewards and ambassadors on the earth. But just like Adam and Eve and all of us, they choose against God's purposes. They too are expelled from their garden. But when the land had had its rest, God brought them back. Occupied, yes. Still in exile, yes. But home and waiting. Out of all the families of the earth, God chose one. Out of all the nations of the earth, God chose one. And out of all the tribes of that nation, he chose one, Judah. And out of the tribe of Judah, he chooses one, Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. In the wilderness of the world, Jesus meets the enemy and he beats him. He spends his ministry healing and preaching, driving sin and death away. The three enemies of humanity think they had won when Jesus hangs dead on Good Friday But they couldn't know that Jesus' death had sealed their fate. On Holy Saturday, Jesus ransacks hell, freeing its captives. And tonight, the victory is won. God raises Jesus from the dead by taking our humanity to hell and back, by suffering our exile in our place. He undoes the unfaithfulness of Israel. He undoes the unfaithfulness of Adam and Eve. The victory is won once and for all. We are baptized into his death, Paul says. And he writes, therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Is it any wonder then that we pray in one of our Eucharistic prayers, we give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. Out of the roiling chaos of each of our lives, God pulls us out of the water of baptism for his service. And God gives us the same task. Expand the boundaries of my peace into all the world. Carry it with you. Be my stewards, my ambassadors. Work with me. Help me finish what I started. He chooses us. He chooses us, even us, as his ambassadors and stewards. He chooses you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our Lord has conquered Satan, sin, and death. He has called us to his service. This night, let us rejoice. Then let us go take his peace into the world. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.